Good morning. Joining us right now on Mornings on the Mall is Matt Schlapp. He's with the president of American Conservative Union, the chairman, of the American Conservative Union. Hey, Matt, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Mary, how are you?
Doing just great. Before we go into all of these tweets, I just wanted to know from you. The big story in Washington seems to be Flynn. You also have taxes. What is the really big story in Washington? That's sucking all the air out of the place, but what should people be looking at?
Well, I think this tax vote coming out of the Senate is, it is historic. I have to give Mitch McConnell a lot of credit. A lot of people were saying there was just no way you could try to hold on to 50 Republican senators. And by dealing with all the different inputs that these Republican senators had, the only person he couldn't bring along was Bob Corker. And, you know, it's not done because it has to go to conference, but this was a big, huge step. And I think it's the, biggest story, because the biggest story really in the country right now is the fact that the economy seems to want to roar back. A couple of quarters of over 3% growth, a stock market that's really booming. The American people and those involved in commerce in America clearly are confident and buoyed by what they've seen coming out of the Trump administration. And the question next is, can we keep this going?
Matt, is the hard part over? I mean, this is, the Senate passed a bill, but now they're going to get into conference, and then the House and the Senate have to vote on a package again. And really, you've got to worry about some of those senators, Susan Collins, John McCain, Jeff Flake, Rand Paul. You know, is there still a tough component to this ahead?
Yeah, Vince, I agree with you. That's why I keep, you know, it seems like a lot of commentators are saying, hey, it's done. It is not done until the president signs it. And I think this conference is critical. Now, I think they can overcome their problems. The problems in the House, as you know, Vince, are that a lot of members have constituents who will see a tax increase if people lose their ability to deduct state and local taxes without a large drop in their rate. So, you know, the Reagan promise was, I might take away a lot of important deductions, but I'll greatly reduce your tax rate. In this bill, there's less of the lowering of the tax rate, but you do lose some deduction. So they got to fix that state and local piece on the House side, I believe. And I think the other question in the House bill was, there was this bubble rate at the top end where people who are doing well in the economy were going to have to pay a rate of something like 46%, which is almost 20 points higher than what Dan Rostenkowski, a Democrat, proposed to be the highest rate back in the 80s. So I think they have to make sure that every American, no matter, you know, what economic level you are, you're going to see a tax cut, because let's face it, that just encourages more economic activity, which helps the middle class.
I wanted to ask you about the individual mandate. I've seen a lot of people on the left complaining that, you know, millions of people are going to lose their health care because this would get rid of the individual mandate if that part of it passes into the final bill. How does it affect health care?
Yeah, this is the scandal of the CBO, right? Which is, it seems like no matter what Republican version of health care reform we come up with, they fail to make a very simple point. We believe in choice in the marketplace as conservatives and really as Americans. And people have a right to live their life as they want to live it. Believe it or not, Mary, some people actually would choose at different points of their life, especially if you're young and healthy, to maybe not get health insurance, especially if your options are outrageously expensive compared to what you're making. So whenever they talk about these CBO estimates, for instance, the impact of not having the health care mandate, or
right,
not having the fees and fines associated with it, it's important for us to kind of peel that back and hear what they're saying. It means people will be able to make choices. By the way, I'm for that.
Matt, let me ask you on a different topic for your quick reaction on the fact that Mike Flynn was indicted and pled guilty last week to lying to the FBI, the president calling all of this the greatest witch hunt in U.S. political history.
Well, you know, Mike Flynn's a friend, and I'm really sad about it. It's really sad when you see someone have a great career, a military career, and then a short-lived political career. It looks like he made some serious, you know, he had lapses in judgment, and it's a sad thing to see him walk into that courthouse and plead guilty. That being said, I think the president did the right thing when they got rid of him. When they fired him, whether or not this is a witch hunt or not, I have people who tell me Bob Mueller's an honorable man and in the end he'll do the right thing, and I have others who tell me he's a never Trump hater and he's trying to take Trump down and impeach him. Pretty soon we're going to find out which man he is. But I do think this, there's not been a scintilla of evidence that proves any collusion at all. What Flynn pled guilty to was lying about conversations that he had with the Russian officials after the election. So even this has absolutely nothing to do with collusion. Eventually, right, the American people are fair, Vince. Eventually, the American people are going to ask a very basic question. Hey, what gives? Either there's evidence of collusion or there isn't. If there isn't, you got to stop this thing.
Matt, real quick, when is CPAC?
CPAC, February 21st through the 24th. We hope you guys will do your show from down there, and it's going to be a great event. The president's going to be there. We'll have the vice president, a lot of key members of the cabinet, key conservative leaders in groups and on the Hill, and we're going to have a Japanese CPAC, our first international CPAC. Actually, we're calling it Asia CPAC.
Right on.
In just a couple of weeks here in December. So the whole CPAC concept is taken off around the world.
Good. Well, we're looking forward to it, and we're looking for forward to your help with us getting an interview with the president. All of that ahead. It's CPAC. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Bye,
it's 844 on WMAL.